Okay, good morning, everybody. So Shlishi of Parshas Ekev recounts the Bechir HaEgel, and more broadly, Mamrim HaYisem Yim HaShem, Yom Da'ati Etchem, as the Ramban notes, the particular particularly rebellious orientation and predilection of that door. So within Moshe's recounting of the desperate tfilos that he offered, V'es Palel, the Ramban explains that there were two different moments that Moshe was really concerned that the Jewish people would be annihilated, once in the immediate aftermath of the Chet HaEgel, and then subsequently 40 days and 40 nights. He wasn't sure whether or not the coast had cleared. And then the Torah immediately pivots to the personality of Aaron HaKohen. So Rashi says, I think very fascinating that Lahashmido, that's Kli Asbanim, and Moshe was sort of half successful because Nadav and Avihu perished, but Elazar and Tamar survived. So the predicate is a little bit strange. I mean, you know, the Kedesis relate to the death of Nadav and Avihu, Bakrivam Eish Zara, Lifnei Hashem, Asher Lo Tziva Osam. So this ties back into Rashi, which is based on a Targum, where the Yud Gimel Hamidos Harachamim first appear in Parshas Kisisa, right? Pokein Avon Avos Al Banim Al Bnei Vanim Al Shileishim V'Al Ribeim. So we know Al Banim Miradim, right? That's the way Targum interprets it, and Rashi says if they are recidivate offenders in terms of repeating the sins of the fathers, so then indeed the Banim are held accountable. So that would be a very fascinating thing if you plug that back in. Rashi seems to endorse it there, so it seems like there's some fundamental connection between the Chet HaEgel and the Chet of Nadav and Avihu. And this, I think, really ties back into the appreciation of Nadav and Avihu and the perspective in that entire incident as not Avodah Zara, but Avodas Hashem Zara, right? Eish Zara, Asher Lo Tziva Osam, right? It was Lifnei Hashem, they died Lifnei Hashem. So, you know, in essence, that really dovetails remarkably well with the Ramban's interpretation more generally of the Chet HaEgel. He says, yeah, there were individuals there who were over the Avodah Zarah, but these were not all the same people, as we discussed back in Parshas Kisisa. It's a good lesson in life in general, that very often there's a large group of people, Vayakumu Litzachek, but they're not all the same people. They're not all there for the same reason. Their level of guilt is differentiated, right? We have indications of that in the Chet HaEgel. There are those that died with the Magefa, there's those that died with the Cherev. There are those that died, B'bdikas Mesota, you know, so you could say, okay, it's Edim and Hasra, all the Lashonos of Chazal, but you could also say it's very different people, different kinds of people were involved in that, and there were many people there that were, you know, trying to serve Hashem, but they made a very significant mistake, and chief amongst those people was Aaron, right? Aaron had all the right intentions, Chag L'Hashem Machar, right, Parkunis Meha Zahav. You know, so Aaron was certainly playing for time and was looking for Moshe to be able to come back, but Vayetze HaEgel Hazeh is no excuse in the end, right? You can't allow, you know, any kind of Lo Sabi Hirulim, etc. Lo Tavito Eval Beisecha Vayisacherim Kamo Shaketz Teshakzenu V'Toev Tetavenu Ki Cherimu, right? This is a non-negotiable position. That being said, right, it has to do much more with a misguided form of Avodas Hashem for our own standpoint, than it did with Avodah Zara. There were people there who related to it as an Avodah Zara, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. But from our own point of view, it was anything but that, right? Aaron was never guilty of Avodah Zara, or anything remotely approaching, you know, that grievous sin. So Nadav and Avihu wanted to serve Hashem, but certainly did not execute that properly. And I would say similarly, right? Hua Dinami. Right, you see that with not only Aaron and the Chet HaEgel, but Nadav and Avihu at the moment of the Chanukah Samishkan, you know, they were unable to discipline themselves and to hold themselves back in the proper way. So I think this gives us a sense, right, if you take the generally accepted view of Poked Avon Avos Al Banim is only legitimate where it's Banim Meradin, right, where they recidivated the sins of the past. So Nadav and Avihu, from this standpoint, the correct perception of them is as perpetuating the sin of Aaron HaKohen at the Egel Azav, Vigam Baharon, Hisanaf Hashem Bod Lashmido, Vaspel Gam Baharon, or Be'ezohi. I think that's going to be a really, really critical point for us to try to gain even further perspective into that Aaron, Nadav, and Avihu form a kind of a unit in this way, Avodas Hashem Zara, not Avodas Zara, but Avodas Hashem Zara, is really what emerges from Rashi's pshat here, right? That Hashmadas Kliyas Habanim, those that repeated the mistakes, Nadav and Avihu, of Avodas Hashem Zara, of serving Hashem on our terms as opposed to on his terms, they paid the price of Banim Muradin. Elazar and Itamar, right, who had learned from that mistake, understood and appreciated that that was simply a no-fly zone, that nothing could go there and nothing should go there, that is reflected in this approach to the Psukim, Gam Ba'aroni Sanaf Hashem Ba'od L'Hashmido, Va'espalel Gam Ba'aron Ba'isahi.